It's Thursday, and it's time for your favorite podcast. That's right. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. Today's episode is going to be jam-packed. Do not blink. Do not miss a moment. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're continuing our series entitled, Let's Get Closer. But also, we're celebrating two very cool milestones. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't really like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Thursday and welcome to today's 2-2 podcast episode. You know, today's episode is very special, and it's not simply because we are continuing a brand new series that we started Tuesday entitled Let's Get Closer. By the way, thank you for listening to the introductory episode of Let's Get Closer. Wanted to set the table, set the tone, lay the foundation and the groundwork for what will be discussed for the next few episodes. So again, thank you for that. But it's not just about that. Last night, I made an announcement on all social media platforms. By the way, you will get those tags at the end of today's episode, so stay tuned for that. That we officially hit 4,000 total plays of the 2-2 podcast. To think about where we were, or where this show was, and I say we, because you all are a part of this show just as much as I am, whether you believe so or not. So when I say we, I mean we as a family. You guys keep this show going. I mean, you guys support keeps me going. But to think about where this was in April of last year. You know, a lot going on, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of mess going on, a lot of fear. Didn't know what was what. But at the time when what I usually do came to a screeching halt, I was given an idea from a friend of mine. By the way, thank you to my friend Tanika Keshe for inspiring me to do a podcast. I appreciate you so very much for all that you are and all that you continue to be to this show. Please continue to, you know, support her and listen to her podcast, the Pound One podcast. Please support her. But she's the reason why I'm doing this podcast today. But not only that, to think about where we were. There was a lot of uncertainty in the world, but there was also a lot of uncertainty when I first started this thing. It was a lot of doubt casted by myself, about how this was going to go and what was going to happen. But here we are, a year and a week later, 4,000 total plays of the 2-2 podcast. I can't say enough how grateful I am for this opportunity to do what I do and to help others. You know, this was absolutely in grade A unexpected. Where we are was unexpected. Where we were, where this show has been absolutely grade A, amazing, astounding, and unexpected. But I'll say this, that I serve a God that specializes in making the unexpected expected. That makes the, makes something that you don't feel is going to work, makes it work. He specializes in making the unexpected a reality. And I'm so grateful for that. So, to God be the glory for the things he has done for me and for you. But not only that, today's episode marks the 100th episode of the 2-2 podcast. We celebrated a year last week. Now we're celebrating the 100th episode of the 2-2 podcast. Oh my goodness. To think where we started again with the very first episode entitled Watch to now, and all of the lives that have been changed, all of the people that have come through and listened, all the people who have supported throughout the last year and throughout the last 100 episodes, I can't thank you all enough. You know, this has been, you know, from the watch, from the very first episode, which was entitled Watch, to the Uncommon series, to Distracted, to, you know, Finish Strong, to Finish Strong, Strong Finish, to all the episodes we're doing now. It has been amazing. And I'm, like I say every week, and I'm going to say it on the 100th episode, I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. And so, you know, again, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for this show. And, you know, listen, let's keep pushing, y'all. I believe there's some amazing things that are coming down the pipeline for this show and all of the entities of 2-2. And so just be on the lookout for that. Something amazing is about to happen to this show. Something amazing is about to happen to your life as well. As I'm not just saying this for myself, I'm saying it for all of you who listen, who have a dream, who are working towards something, that feel as if there hasn't been any movement. Expect the unexpected. Don't give up hope. Don't allow fear and doubt to fill your heart. Keep working. Keep pushing. We're gonna do something amazing, I promise you. So, again, thank you for 4,000 total plays and 100 episodes. Thank you for your support for all 100. Here's to 1,000 more. Here's to 40,000 more plays very, very soon. I'm speaking into it existence, so don't mind me. So, again, thank you all. All right, let's get to work. So, as you've heard me talk about on this show several times, and you know, I'm not afraid to talk about it as much as possible because I'm still a work in progress as I'm doing this episode, you know. That one of the main things that I always dealt with and still deal with to this day, and I'm still kind of building upon, is my emotions, my emotional level. Just dealing with, you know, not being in tune with my emotions. Not being in tune with how I feel. Not being in tune with, you know, when I'm feeling sad, be aware and acknowledge that I feel sad or that I'm angry, acknowledging that I'm angry about something. I'm still learning how to do that. And for so many people, and this is not just for men, women do this as well. Oftentimes we are taught to deny what we feel, to deny how we feel, to compress how we feel, to hide how we feel, to, you know, to personally just get over it quickly. And so many times, if we don't address what we feel and how we feel, we find ourselves in a bit of an emotional imbalance. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. Show of hands. How many people have ever dealt with emotional imbalances? I know I have. I'm going to raise both my hands. How many people have had to work through those emotional imbalances? How many people have had to get rid of some old doctrine that you learned from your family about hiding how you felt or about emotions, period? For my guys, how many people, how many of you that are listening to this show have ever dealt with a situation where you were told that, you know, men don't show their emotions, and that if you do show your emotions as a man, you're not a man. You've been called a crybaby. You've been called, you know, a sissy. You've been called all the names in the book that are demeaning when it comes to, you know, dealing with your emotions. You've been called everything in the book because you've decided to cry about something, or you've decided to release something. Because if you're like me, I've been taught simply to never show how I feel. But as you know, a few years ago, I got really sick, and it was from stress because I didn't show how I felt about a situation. I was just numb to a situation. I was cold to how I felt about a breakup, or how cold I felt about when somebody betrayed me. I didn't release how I felt because I was afraid if I released how I felt, I would be looked at in a different way. And I mean in an adverse way, because again, I was taught so many times that men don't cry. Men don't show their emotions. And I know there are some ladies on here that are listening to this show right now that have been taught the same way, to never cry, to never show your emotions. I'm like Music Soul Child. I was told the true definition of a man is to never cry. To never cry. To never show how he feels. And we're going to get into emotional intimacy in just a minute. But I just wanted to set the table as for what we're talking about, because you can't have emotional intimacy until you get in tune with your emotions. I need you to understand for a minute that my emotions were imbalanced. And then when I had an emotional moment, it was a big deal. It was something I didn't feel I could recover from. It was something that took me days, because I was taught to never be in tune with my emotions. It's what we're taught. It's what we carry into childhood. It's what we carry into our teens. It's what we carry into our young adult years. It's what we carry into our middle, to our adult years. It's what we carry all the way through our life if we don't know how to properly be in tune with how we feel. How many people are in a battle with their emotions? How many people are at war with the doctrine that they were taught? How many people are at war with the generational curse that's got your emotions all? How many people are at war with a past traumatic situation that has caused you to become numb and emotionless? How many people are dealing with an emotional imbalance that now we're getting ready to get into it, that has caused you to have some adverse, some adverse situations to happen in some relationships of yours, to cause you to put walls up, to cause you to not trust anybody? See, with emotional imbalance, when you have an emotional imbalance, emotional intimacy cannot happen. Emotional intimacy can't happen. See, for me, it was hard for me to get close to somebody because I was afraid everybody was going to betray me. Everybody was going to abandon me. So it was hard to get close to anybody. It was hard to tell anybody what I was going through because I was afraid. Have you ever been afraid to tell somebody what you're going through because you were afraid it was going to get used against you? Are you afraid? Were you like me? You were afraid to get close to somebody because you were afraid they were going to abandon you. Mine stemmed from not having a father in the house. Mine stemmed from not having my father, from my father abandoning me. Me asking why he wasn't there. Me at wanting to know why this was happening to me. It stemmed from abandonment issues. I did a whole episode on abandonment issues. And sometimes when you have an emotional imbalance, you get close to the people. You get close to people that you shouldn't be close to. And you expect them to be loyal. And you expect them to be trustworthy. And you expect them to be a steward of your situation. And to guard your, to help you guard your heart. To hold you accountable. To make sure that you get in tune with the emotions that you feel. And the feelings that you feel. But alas, there are some people in our lives that we trust way too much. That we trust way too much. That the minute we don't do something that they like, say it with me, y'all. They take everything about us. Yeah. They take everything about us. And air it out for all the world to see. All our dirty laundry, all of the moments where we were ashes. All the moments where we felt less than. All those moments where we made a mistake. All those moments where we tapped into some bad habits. All those moments where we shared the deepest, darkest situations in our lives to people that don't know how to handle their own situations, that can't even bring themselves to have their own testimony. We got to learn how to stop putting our emotions in people who are emotionless, who are shiftless, who are shady, who are cold and callous. We got to learn how to stop investing our emotions in people, because the minute we invest our emotions in people who don't know how to invest in their own emotions, we find ourselves exposed, naked, for all the world to see. We invest our emotions and we get emotionally intimate with people who don't care whether we sink or swim, whether we fail or make the, or we pass, or we do well or we don't do well, we eat out of the trash can, or we eat steaks, or whether we eat steaks or bologna, what doesn't matter. We invest our emotions into people who do not truly care about who we are. Have you ever invested your emotions in somebody who didn't care? And you tried so very hard to get them to care. You wanted them to be reciprocal value, and there was no reciprocal value. And the only reason that they were in tune was for the physical. They didn't want to be emotionally attached. They wanted to take something from you physically. No emotional attachment. And now they're wondering why you're an emotional wreck. Your emotions are imbalanced. That may be speaking to somebody's situation. This may trigger you right now. I know how it feels to have this, have a situation where I'm emotionally involved and attached to somebody who doesn't care whether I sink or swim. Talk to me, somebody. You know what? I'll talk to myself. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Here it goes. attaching yourself to people who have no emotions, who aren't in tune with their own, who don't know how they feel. And wants you to feel the same exact way. Emotional intimacy is not a thing to play with. That goes without saying. But you can't have emotional intimacy until you both are in tune with your own emotions and how you feel. As we stated on Tuesday, the thing about emotional intimacy is this. There are some things about emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy allows you to be vulnerable. It allows you to be vulnerable. It allows you to talk about what you're going through. It allows you to tell somebody what's hurting you deeply. It allows you to tell them about what you went through in the past. It allows you to talk about the things that you're going through now, what you came out of, the damage that was done to you. It allows you to be vulnerable. But within that vulnerability, it allows you to feel safe. Not only vulnerable, but feel safe to tell, confide in another person about what you're going through, what you've been through. It allows you to feel safe. Does anybody have somebody that makes them feel safe? Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a family member. Do you have somebody in your family that help makes you feel safe, that gives you, that makes you feel that if you tell them that, they're not going to tell everybody, that they're going to do the necessary things. They're going to pray for you. They're going to hold you accountable to make sure that you get the necessary healing, that you are going through the necessary steps to get healed. That they make you feel safe. That they make you, are you allowed to be vulnerable around them? Are you allowed to cry? Are you allowed to be angry around them? Are you allowed to express how you feel? Another thing, another factor into emotional intimacy is that it allows you to tear your walls down. Is there anybody in your life that causes, that allows you to tear your walls down? But here's the kicker with that. Don't tear your walls down for somebody to take something from you because you've exposed yourself to the wrong person. You've become vulnerable around the wrong person. You told the trials that you're going through to the wrong person. You've broken the walls down to the wrong people. You got to learn how to stop trusting everybody. You can't trust everybody in this season. You got to discern who is there and who's not. You got to discern who can be trusted and who cannot be trusted in this season. Discernment is key in this season. Another thing about being emotionally balanced is discernment. That moment where you go, I don't like this. Oh, this may be right. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, I don't like discernment. Have you ever had a moment of discernment where you just went, you just went, you know what? I don't like this. I'm not feeling this at all. See, a part of emotional balance is discernment. You can't deny. Don't deny what you feel about a person. But know when to say it. Make sure that there's reciprocal value. Make sure that how you feel is not one-sided. Make sure both parties feel the same exact way. Make sure that you are in one accord with one another. Because so many times we see situations where one side feels one way, and another side feels another way. You're thinking relationship. You're thinking spending life with them, and they're thinking friend zone. I can't tell you how many times I've shared how I felt, and this is also a factor in why I've had emotional imbalances in my life, was because I thought that we were all on one accord. We both were on one accord. And I couldn't deny how I was oblivious to the fact that how I felt wasn't how they felt. And it was a period and point in my life where I would do whatever it took to get them to go, listen. I would be in a point where I would do everything, do anything and everything to prove to them that I'm the right person. And that they should like me the way that I like them. I was in denial. I was oblivious to the fact that how I felt was not how they felt. I was thinking relationship. I was thinking I love them. And I was in love with them. They were thinking, I love you like a brother, like a best friend. Have you ever been put in a place where your emotions have caused you to be friend-zoned? Oh, yeah, I've been there before numerous times. It's no good. I'm getting used to being friend-zoned now. It's not a problem now. But at the time, my emotions weren't there where I could accept being friend-zoned by somebody that I love, that I felt that I was in love with. In this season, we can't deal with one-sided love and emotional imbalances. You got to learn how to discern when everything is aligned and at one accord versus when it's one-sided. Don't deny what you feel and how you feel. Yeah, don't deny what you feel and how you feel. Acknowledge the situation. Another key to emotional intimacy is feeling accepted. Have you ever felt unaccepted? Have you ever felt like you were useless? Have you ever felt like you were worthless? I've had plenty of days where I felt worthless. I've had plenty of days where I felt unaccepted. I had plenty of days where I felt like, you know, nobody cared. And for too long, I would do things to be noticed, to be accepted. I need to parenthetically insert this. If you're doing some adverse things to be accepted, then that's no acceptance that you need. Talk to me, somebody. If you're doing adverse and negative things to be accepted, then that is no acceptance that you need. See, too many times when we have acceptance issues, too many times when we have inadequacy issues, too many times when we feel like we're worthless, we'll do things to be noticed. No matter the cost. We'll do things to be noticed, even if it costs us our peace. We'll do things to be accepted, even if it costs us our sanity. We'll do things just to be noticed, even if it costs us our emotional balance. Have you ever felt unaccepted? See, the key, well, another key to emotional intimacy is feeling accepted. Do you feel accepted by the people around you? Do you feel accepted by your significant other? Do you feel accepted by your circle? Do you feel accepted? Is the acceptance authentic? Here we go, because not all acceptance is authentic. Sometimes people accept you because of what you have, not who you, not just who you are authentically. They accept you for what you can give them. Have you ever been accepted by people for what you can give them? Aha. See, the most horrible thing in the world to deal with is somebody that only accepts you for what they can take from you. If they can take your peace, if they can take your joy, if they can take your sanity, if they can take your happiness, if they can take your emotions and throw them across the room and throw them against the wall, if they can take your emotions away, if they can take you away from having emotional balance, they've done their job. Emotional intimacy involves feeling accepted by people. Authentically accepted. And finally, emotional intimacy involves feeling understood. Feeling understood. I want you to understand what I'm going through right now. I want you to understand what I've gone through from childbirth to now. I want you to understand what's been going on in my own life. Having to explain to people about why I am the way that I am sometimes can be nerve-wracking, it can be wearying, it can be tiring. Because sometimes it feels like you're talking to a brick wall. You're talking to people who won't understand you, even if you got them to understand you, they wouldn't understand. Stop trying to make people understand you stop trying to get people to understand you when their main objective is to misunderstand you. I had a situation recently. If you know me personally, and if this is the first time I've ever told you, guess what? Newsflash. I'm getting ready to tell you something about me. If you don't know me, I suffer from, I was diagnosed with ADD and ADHD back when I was a little kid. And sometimes it's hard for me to sit still. Matter of fact, when I'm doing this, this is the longest I sit still. But I've suffered from, I'm not going to say suffered, but I've battled ADHD and ADD since I was, I want to say about 6 years old. And I'm playing tennis, as you guys know, and this is not to talk about this person. I couldn't stand still after a rep. And she kind of said something like, "Oh, geez, man, you need to relax, this, that, and the third. You're too hyper, you're this, that, and the third." And I had to finally explain to her, because she said it so many other times. I have ADHD and ADD. It's hard for me to stand still. It's hard for me to focus sometimes. And there was one other person who knows how I felt. Because I used to have to take medicine for it. I no longer take medicine for it because of that adverse effects on me. I haven't taken a pill for it in years, and I refuse to take any more because of that adverse effects on me at the time. But there was somebody else who has dealt with the same exact thing. And I was glad they understood what was going on. But instead of this person understanding what was going on and saying, "Oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry." They said this: "I just think you like being hyper and energetic," which was insensitive. And I felt as if I shouldn't have had to explain what was going on in my own life to a person that maybe not intentionally, but their objective was to be misunderstanding or to make it seem like I was making an excuse about something. You have to understand in this season, you can't explain your story to everybody. Because not everybody is meant to understand your storm. Not everybody's meant to understand the trials and tribulations that you go through. Everybody's not meant to understand your testimony. You can tell your testimony to people. You can open up to people. And they will make it seem like you're still going through the same exact thing. Stop explaining yourself to people whose objective is to misunderstand you. Emotional intimacy involves and is tied to being understood. See, without all of these, as we wrap this episode up, without feeling vulnerable, without being the ability to be vulnerable, ability to feel safe, without the ability to let your walls down, without the ability to feel accepted and to be understood, we'll forever be in situations where emotional imbalances it happens. We'll forever be in situations where people take us and throw us in the mud based on what we're going through, based on our emotions. We'll always tie our emotions to negative people. We'll always tie our emotions to people who shouldn't be around. We'll always have emotional intimacy with people who don't belong in that realm with us. Who are you in this season? Who are you connected to in this season that you shouldn't be connected to because of emotional attachment? Stop emotionally attaching yourself to people who don't understand, who would rather destroy your character, attack your integrity, attack your story, would rather take your testimony and make it something worse than what you've come through, would rather embellish and add to the story than to take it to celebrate your recovery. I encourage you this week to do inventory on those relationships, those friendships where emotional imbalance is attached. Don't sacrifice your peace for somebody who has no peace in their heart. Don't sacrifice your emotions in emotionless people. Don't sacrifice your story in a person who's not even tapped into their own. Don't sacrifice your testimony to a person who hasn't tapped into their own. Don't sacrifice your healing into people who haven't taken the first step to get theirs. What are you doing in this season to find authentic emotional intimacy with people? Because in this season, as Floetry said, don't deny what you feel. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.